Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 24 and verse 1. And Abraham was old
and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him. The Lord had blessed him in how many things? In all things. I came to prophesy this one. Say, the Lord had blessed him. The Lord had blessed him. There was no part of his life. There was no part of his life. He wasn't a prayer warrior and then abandoned in another. No. He said, Abraham was old. You can imagine the old version of Abraham sitting down in front of his house and looking at his life. Say, I was young. Now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. But back then it looked like like this story will not end well. It looked like nothing will happen. But Abraham was old. Nothing to pursue anymore. And then he looked at his life. Then you remember when Melchizedek came to him. He said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. But he didn't look like it then. He was still looking for a child. He was looking for the next generation. But now he's old and everything around him is just blessed. You see, it's not enough to do well when you are young. But when you are old and you sit down and you look at all your children, all of them are doing well. You look at your business. You are no more there. Everything, they are even doing better now. You can go to any country you want. And you say, I don't want to travel. I'm tired. He said, you must come. You must come, daddy. All the children wanted to come at the same time. Say, Abraham, the God of Abraham. See what the God of Abraham did. Say, he was old. He was stricken in age. That means he was very old. That means he wasn't even sick. Despite his age, he said he was. The Lord had blessed Abraham in everything. Lift up your right hands and say, Father, I connect to this. Say, Father, I receive this as my testimony. This is the kind of story that the heavens want to talk about. Excuse me, inside this, you know, this blessing included his ministry. Abraham was one man in scripture who was a prophet, but he didn't claim it. It was when there was a problem in Egypt that God went to the king and said, you took the wife of a prophet, you are a dead man. So I say, okay, so if someone takes the wife of a prophet, you say, dead, well, okay. Let me not be distracted. But I saw something. It's the wife of other people you can collect to. The good thing about a prophet is that he doesn't need to come to where you are to address your matter. The thing is in his mouth, in his tongue. Once he releases, he say, go to number 3 Oshibono Street. Whoever is there, kill them. Then they took my wife, then bring my wife back. Then last time he stopped there and said, who is this? I said, I'll take her back to house. You follow us to station. He said he was blessed in all things. Come on, say all things. This God, if you stay with him, See, it's not about shining now. The question is, by the time you get to 60, 70, are you still shining? There are people that are rich now, but poor later in life. There are people that built houses, sold everything before 60 years. Say, he looked back, he was old. That means there was nothing Abraham was looking for that God didn't give to him. Eventually. When God blesses, he splashes. He wastes. He wastes the blessing on. Yeah, but he needs to determine whether you are with him. See, he was blessed in all things. But Abraham also did not withhold anything from God. Did you see the blessing Jesus gave to that woman that poured oil on him? 1 year salary. Those are the kind of people that get this kind of blessing. 1 year salary. That's madness. That's madness. Because even me as your pastor, I say, no, don't do it. Don't do it. It's too, no, what will you eat? Say, no, I bought Gary. We'll be drinking Gary. Then you see her in the church. She's looking lean. Sister, what's the matter? You already say, I'm fine. Because if she attempts to tell you what she has done, they will call council meeting. Like, you know, we need to use wisdom. Some of our brethren are not using wisdom. We are all serving God. But we are serving him differently. It's madness. How you will know you have started giving is when you know it has become madness. But what did Jesus say about her? Say, wherever this story is told, they will mention her. So when you get to heaven, before you look for Mary, go and look for that other woman. Before you look for Catherine Kuma, go and look for this woman. Because this one is in Bible. Catherine Kuma is in history. This woman didn't preach any message. But she had an opportunity to get it right. She had just one audience and she got it right. And Jesus did not hold back. Gave it to her. Come on, say, I'm blessed. In all things. See, your voice has to be loud. Because you've been listening to so many negative voices. They've built foundation, raised window. They want to roof now. So you've been listening to things. And you see, when you talk to people during the week, people speak to you after the order of their own faith. So if their own faith is a degenerating faith, something that is collapsing, if they are speaking to you from a level where they are not sure if God will do anything, do you understand? Then you spend your time. That's the person who sits next to you. Or they told you to sit together this week. And she kept ministering to you, thinking she was telling you the reality of life. Because some of these things start because people want to, you know, we have to be factual. When I hear we have to be factual, I block my ears. Because this realm of blessing is beyond fact. This one, this Abraham's blessing. He said he was blessed in all things. Can you imagine that this same man for 20-something years was searching only for one thing? One. He wasn't asking for two. One. Abraham was so powerful that anytime, you know, he used to go to war. If he goes to war, he doesn't lose one person. And he goes with very small numbers. There was one he went with 300. Very small band of, and they went, came back, defeated kings. Not one person. And when he came back, he met Melchizedek. That's how productive he was in his industry. As a farmer, take all the good land. Anywhere the man dig and put seed, that place is the fruitful land. You people say it's Canada. Don't worry. Put him in Ivory Coast. Bro, why are you going to Ivory Coast? Say, that's where God is. Now, wow, what do you do, God? He's always pushing you to the areas that are not lucrative. Abraham's matter. It's not a matter of where the market is selling. Anywhere he stays, if he digs that ground, that place becomes blessed. That's the kind of blessing I'm talking about. Where people wonder how you really do it. Say it was blessed in all things. I can't tell you, man. Listen, the scripture says, those of us that are children of Abraham, we are blessed with him. It's in the scripture. I think that should be, is it Galatians? Galatians 3. Give me Galatians 3. Galatians 3:9. Then they which be of faith are what? They are blessed with, look at that designation, faithful Abraham. What does it mean to be faithful? It means God comes to you, he gives you an instruction and tells you to run with it. No matter what people are doing after that day, you stay with what he has told you. That's all. The reward is not whether you made so much than others who went, because you may not make so much. The reward is that he told you to stay there and you stayed. That's all. There was a particular missionary who was an American. He was doing his missionary work in some part of Africa. And for 20-something years, about 30 years, in fact, his wife died there. He didn't have one convert. That means he left his country for nothing. If he was doing the fellowship or evening services, only him and his children would be there. Do you know that for that number of years, the villagers kept watching him? Huh? So, one day his wife died and he became upset because that's the mama of the house. She's the one encouraging him. He digged the ground, put his wife, and was crying. That was the day the villagers came out. They said, "We have been watching you. We knew that your faith was good for living, but now we know it is good for dying. We don't want a faith that is only good for this earth. When we cross over, we want to be sure that faith will count for something. We saw your body language when your wife died. We'll follow you." And that's how that community started believing in Jesus. There was another missionary that came to Africa, and for many years, he couldn't achieve much. And then he went back, after like 30 years, back to his country. And he wept and said, "Father, I have failed you." And God told him, "When I asked you to go, I didn't just ask you to win souls. I told you to be faithful. You went there, you served your time, you have sowed the seed. Another will come and harvest it." You see how God grades us. Eh? It's not when people recognize you and invite you to come and give speech. That's not the sign that you have hammered. In fact, that may be a sign heaven has not spoken. That may be. It may be. When men begin to recognize you, may even be the time for you to hide your head. Because I saw that in scripture, the brothers of Jesus came to him and said, "Ah, you are becoming popular. That manifest. Don't stay in Akure. Don't stay in Ibadan. This kind of anointing is Abuja, Lagos. Then when you get to Lagos, it's even Lekki or Ikoyi. Those who can pay your money." What did Jesus tell them? He said, "My time has not come. A time will come. Eh? When Busayo, we take the gospel to those places. A time is come when Tina, we take the gospel to Canada. Eh, those places you think are lovely. It's my children that would go there. Don't rush me. I understand my assignment." Come on, tell anybody, "Don't rush me. I understand my assignment." So, it's very possible that if you begin to get some bling bling, it's the time you need to hide your head in prayers more. So that the stage light will not destroy you. Because some people just show up, they are like flash in the pan. After that, you don't see anything. Look at Genesis chapter 12. Verse 1 to 4. I will try and round up here. You see that Genesis 24:1, it really blessed me. It let me know that there is nothing that I go through in life that will not end well. If you are discouraged and you are feeling like turning back, Genesis 24 verse 1 is for you. See, let me tell you. Your marriage, the happy marriage you are looking for is there. Blessed children is here. You know, it would have been a shame if it was Ishmael that was doing well and Isaac turned to a rogue. Amota. Sorry, area boy. So when you see Isaac, say, I thought you are supposed to be the man of God. Say, area. Those of us who knew the prophecy of the boy would be concerned. You know, I was watching T.D. Jakes, their convention. T.D. Jakes asked a particular woman to get up and asked everybody to clap for her. People didn't know why. He said, when I backslided, it was this woman who came for me. I said, you can you imagine a T.D. Jakes, the way you know T.D. Jakes, that he actually backslided? Do you know what I'm saying? And Jesus stood at the well and said, could you give me some water to drink? I don't know if I just want to speak to three people who are thirsty, but they are by the well and you don't get nothing to draw your water. You just look at that TDJ like, TDJ said he backslided, went back to work as a younger person. And this big woman, she was very big. You know, these African-American Christian women, they are very big and fat. Said the woman came to his office where he was working. Thomas, I heard you backslid. The devil is a liar. You know, in the office, he didn't expect that somebody will come all the way from house. I heard you backslid. The devil is a liar. You gotta call him, bro. You know, he was confused. You know, people were in the store. I think it was a supermarket. You know, those guys actually had the kind of life you had. You only knew them when they became big. So that's why you can't connect that you are exactly where they were at their age. Pay your dues. Don't worry. A time will come. You will play guitar because you want to. Because you love God. Not because anybody forced you. You will do what you want for God. Said the man, the devil is a liar. She screamed. He said he was. He said the next day, just carried his Bible, went back to church. The woman may not have known how powerful what she did was. You know, it sounds like the typical American. Yeah, but look at 3 days today. So now as I say, clap for again. See, everyone stood up, started clapping. That, thank you. You are the one that saved our pastor. May your life be significant. Amen. Now, excuse me. Imagine she didn't show up that day. Oh, I'm tired. I'll go tomorrow. Meanwhile, the window of opportunity for his restoration was that day. If God says go to that shop and look for that boy that says he's not going to church again, yeah, I'll go tomorrow. I'm tired. My age, my leg is paining me. The door would have closed by the next day. His heart to be more hardened. Peradventure, TDJ doesn't show up again. She will not even know the weight of her crime until she dies. Then both TDJs and the woman will stand before God, and God will open a curtain and say, see what your life would have been for me. Mama, I told you to go for this boy. You said you were tired. Look at what your obedience would have given to me. Everything TDJs has done today, that woman, take it or take it, has been credited. Did you hear what I said? Prophecy determines destiny. Decisions makes destiny possible. Because some people just want God to prophesy. If my sister that day had not insisted, we would have reasoned with her. Because you are not feeling what she's feeling in the labor room. We would have said, okay, it is well. We'll be praying. She will give birth. Abi, whether she is or not, we thank God. Abi, we'll still come and thank God. The reason why she had that testimony is because even though there was a prophetic word, God wanted her to make a decision. Many of us failed in what God has allocated to us because we are very weak in our decisions. We don't make decisions. We want God to bring the rice. He will cook it. He will even put Maggi for you. He will do everything. Oh yeah, come and eat. Oh, come and God will still feed you. Come on, say decisions determine destiny. Please say decision determine destiny. At some point, go back to chapter 12, Genesis 12. I have 5 more minutes. Genesis 12, quickly. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of your country and from your kindred, that's your brethren, and your father's house, onto a land I will show you. Did the Lord tell him the land? Did the Lord tell him it was Canaan? He just said, I will show you. That means that prophecy is progressive. In order to keep you on a path of faith, God will not give you all the information now. Pastor, like God is saying something, but I'm not clear. That's the way God works. If he gives you everything, you will start using common sense. Say, I will show you. Next verse. And I will make, if you obey me, this is what I will give to you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Is that prophecy fulfilled today?
Yes.
Was it fulfilled in Abraham's time? No. But is it fulfilled today?
Yes.
Your obedience can have generational impact. Your obedience. Nobody will see it, though. It will be generations after. They'll be saying, there's one man, there's a man sent from God. His name is John. But that John, as at that day, nobody will celebrate him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Huh.
Verse 4. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years when he departed out of Haran. Next verse. I think I should stop here. Stop there. So when God spoke to Abraham, he shared the vision with Lot. Like this is what God is saying. No? It's just like you want to hold a program, your sister, a program for ladies. Your wife is the one that she will share it with my sister. That's powerful. Powerful. Then they start the program. They now have challenges. They need money. This lady has seen that this program will fail. Then she will call her and say, my auntie said I should come to Itaubolu. When you get to Itaubolu, no network, no internet. This lady is now left to walk by faith. Let me tell you, anything God tells you, you must take personal responsibility for it. Many of us have failed because we try to sell a vision God gave to us to another person who didn't hear God. God spoke to you. You try to sell that vision. That vision must be well cooked inside of you first. If not, people will start bringing ideas. The vision will change color from blue to red. This guy shared the vision with his brother or his younger nephew, thinking that because he's young, his destiny is bright. Over time, he will take over the vision. He will ginger. The boy went with him, and he mistook that going with understanding. But by the time they started seeing the first fruit of prosperity, it was the boy and his own area boys who decided to be fighting for land. You understand what I told you about the prophecy. You don't understand everything. My sister said something about the man she saw in her dream. You know why? I was just smiling. Because that, I don't want to tell you about that man. It's an elderly man. That's the man that follows me. That was the same man that came to me and told me that that is the angel over this house that you saw. That's the one that said, he said, took me to my office in the vision. Say, your time is up. Get ready. Write your letter. The same angel that appeared to me on my birthday this year. You remember I shared an experience with us? The angel of his presence. So you are not far. You have seen what others here have not seen. That particular person she saw, at least once or twice a year, we have that meeting. Most times during the church anniversary and during my birthday. That's when it comes. Most times. But you have seen something. So this particular person appeared and told me, so person in your church, we have decided that she will be married. And he told me. So that prophecy is about to be fulfilled now after 4 years. That person, the time is now set for that marriage. But don't worry, the person is not even around this morning, so don't worry. So this is a mystery. Just delete. So this particular man, as at when he received this prophetic word, was still trying to understand it. Abraham, at the time God spoke to him, was not even a poor man. He was rich. But he wasn't blessed. He was rich. So, if you're confused, rich is where you have to work for money and do all of that. Blessed is when you sit down, the money comes. You don't understand what I'm saying? Rich is where you know, some of us like talking. You can talk for 2 hours or even chat on the phone for 3 hours. But blessed is where you can just speak to a business meeting for 1 hour, 45 minutes, and they pay you $50,000. Then you now realize that talking is not cheap. I was with my professor last week, and he said, oh, there's this TV show. They're asking us to come and do something, but I can't go. Can you go speak to them? I said, no, I'm not interested. Like TV, like, Benga, you know about all these things now. Go, they will interview you, they put you on TV. I said, no, I'm not interested. You know, it made a lot of sense. You just see me on TV, our pastor didn't tell us. Huh? I'm talking about a level where they are begging you to come. You understand? You understand? I don't want. And I meant it too. It's not that I wasn't being humble. I didn't feel like, well, why do you want, if I'm not preaching the gospel, what am I doing there? Talking about one theory or one child dysfunction, child psychology. I mean, your problem is your problem in your pocket. So, talk to me about some other things. But it would have been a good opportunity for somebody who was really interested in media. And I saw the man struggling, like, who can I call? He looked at me again, saying, I'm not interested. But somebody will be dying, going to channels and whatever. Say, just give me 10 minutes to showcase my anointing. Me, if I'm on channels, the only thing is that wherever you are, stretch your hands, the power through the airwaves, receive your healing, receive your... So send me an email when you get. I don't have time to be talking about child psychology and all that. So if I talk about being blessed. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, except that when he asked me, I knew immediately the Lord didn't want me to go. So that's just it. It's not because we are not discussing cryptocurrency. We are just talking about, something that is educationally helpful. So this guy was rich, but he was not blessed. If he had stayed back in his country, he would have married a second wife. The issue of the promise would never have arisen. So that means for you to be blessed in all your ways, you must find out what the Lord is saying and separate yourself from alternatives. Don't say good morning to Kunle and say good morning to Ayo, and you are looking at who will pan out, because you know that Ayo is not stable. Kunle is serious, but he doesn't have plenty money. So you are waiting. You are watching. Anyone that works, you follow. If you want to be blessed, according to Genesis chapter 24 and verse 1, you cannot gamble. Now, I hope you know that at some point, Abraham also made that mistake. Eh? Abraham made the same mistake. And when he made that mistake, we are still reaping the... You understand? Someone like me now, I should be in Dubai. But because of that error... But do you see the children of that boy? Do they look cursed? Do they look cursed? But you are even trying to get visa to go there. Even though you don't understand the language, but you are still trying to go. But you cannot stand your Igbo brother. The curse that is upon Africa, we celebrate outsiders. We despise our neighbors. Our neighbor is not good enough for us. The Efik, Ibibio, Ghanaian, Cameroon, no, it's not good. It's only that one that is looking down on you that we like. Which is why we are all running there. Eventually, this same boy turned on his uncle, but when he was in problem, God tested Abraham. And Abraham began to pray for that boy. Lot, his generation is alive today because of the prayer of a man. So when you look at a man whose life is blessed in all his ways, it's a combination of so many little things. Let me tell you something. Let me say this and I'll just... We'll come back for a proper second service. You can help people but end up offended. Listen to me. What I'm about to say. Because this morning I wrote a list of things I wanted to talk to us about. About the way some of us do things and behave. They look right, but it's not proper. Maybe second service. But permit me to tell you. There are things we do innocently. We mean well, but we are wrong. If someone has been a blessing to you, I know this millennial whatever, don't use text message to send that person a thank you. Go and meet the person. It's wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, there are some things I see, I observe. I just wonder what's going on. Lot never went back to say thank you. Do you understand? The 12 people, I mean, 10 is it lepers or blind? They didn't, the one that came back, he didn't do it through email. He came back. There are things people do. If unconsciously, you can close the door on yourself. Go and check Abraham very well. Abraham, I noticed one of the major things he had was honor. When he went to another man's country, he honored them. He didn't say, I'm carrying covenant. The reason why some of you can have friends across board, Muslims, Hindu, whatever, and they respect you, is because of the way you carry yourself. I was with a particular man of God on Friday. This wonderful man of God. I didn't have to, you know, see my seat. It was at a conference, at a meeting, occasion. See where I was sitting, see where he was sitting. But I called one of his boys, who used to be one of my sons way back, that I go and tell him that I want to come and greet him. Don't approach people carelessly. This was what I wore on Friday. It's not that I don't have clothes, but I don't care. Do you understand? I don't care. I ironed it myself this morning. Then the man said, Ben, guys, I'll tell him to come, come, come. I went there and I prostrated. He said, my bishop, how are you? Hug me, hug me. What's the matter? What have I done to you? I said, nothing. We have all been busy. Yeah, Benga, can you come and see me? I said, I will come. I said, I will talk to your PA. He will let me know. I didn't say because he was living behind my house. The man lives not too far from her. I will stop by when driving. No. Don't approach people carelessly. There are things you do. People may not talk, or they won't say anything, but just look at you like, this one. If somebody gives you food, you stay with somebody, the person gives you food, for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, when you knew you didn't have option. The day you now are settled, buy food, go and give that person. All these small, small things, you won't hear it on Instagram. It's pastors that will tell you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's the way it is. There are some very elderly people who are in my life now. But I didn't know them personally. It was somewhere I'd gone to preach. And somebody asked these people to come. A woman came here. She's the general overseer of a church. She came to this church for over 35 years. She's a general overseer. She came, sat in the congregation. But it was when I went to Mubi that the chairman of PFN there told him, go to Lagos. When you get to Lagos, ask for this guy. He can solve your problem. But she's the general overseer. And when she came, she was asking, Mama, don't kneel down for me, please. I'm not even comfortable. I've been decolonized. I'm not really into this kneeling down thing. But she was saying, it's my son. This is the challenge in his life. He has a ministry, but he's wayward. He's this. Mama, you're a general overseer. I said, how many? I said, 35 years. And they told you to come and see me. Mama, I'm a small boy. You say, what they told me about you is different. And we started praying together for that boy. She could have called me and said, this is Reverend Mrs. And I'll go and meet her. Do you understand? Don't approach, just by hearing her voice, I know she's elderly. I'll say, Mama, don't come. Text me your address. This guy, There are things I will tell you about that is blessing. But no time. Well, maybe some other time. Maybe second service, I don't know. Anybody that has been a blessing to you, if you are in any place and they are speaking evil about that person, don't join them, even if he's wrong. You know, I finished my exams 2 weeks ago and I'm defending my thesis tomorrow. When we were located supervisors, I was put under a particular professor that when I told people this is my supervisor, they said, ha! That's the response. Ha! They said the man is a difficult man. The man wrote on my... The man has abused me many times. Like, you know, the way he talks to me, say you people call yourself pastors, you build university, nobody can attend the university, see them, they are here, their children are here. Benga, you are in Redeemer, Abi. I said. He will insult me. One day he wrote, he said, why don't you go and collect your school fees back? If you are tired of this program, But I determined. One day he spoke to my colleague like that, my friend that we were always together. That one was crying. He didn't talk. He didn't stop. Oh. He kept talking. He saw she was crying. Kept talking. Talking. Then he ignored her. I said, Chioma, just calm down. Calm down. Meanwhile, my friend, our husband is a soldier. And say, I will go and treat his blood of Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? My time is up. But do you know the funny thing? With both of us, between Anne, that wonderful lady, we determined that no evil will come out of our mouth concerning this man. Yeah. It wasn't comfortable. So what we now lacked in walking alone, we decided to walk together. Any day we are going to submit our thesis, we will go together. So when he sees us, my friend will greet in English. May I say, I greet you, right? I prostrate. There's something I want to collect. You understand? I don't have time to be fighting with my mentor. I started calling him my mentor. I started calling him my mentor. I started speaking so that my idea of him will not be tainted. Do you understand? We were the only two who graduated under him, under that man. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a principle. You choose your battles. The man is so difficult. One day he took somebody's file, threw it out of his office. Say, get out! I don't want to see you again. How will I graduate if you don't see me? You know what I'm saying? He told one lady, he said, okay, go and look for another supervisor. I'm not last minute, and defense is tomorrow. He told her, go and look for. Where do you want her to start from? No, there's a way he talks to you. You can't, you just go. It's like going into the darkness. You just go. So when I got there, I said, you are true. And I went to him. I said, thank you, sir, for everything. Thank you. He said, no problem. I said, you are leaving very soon. He said, I will be in touch. He said, thank you. He said, power has finished, so we can talk now. But I choose to only remember the good things he has done for me. To protect myself. I say that to say this. If you don't deliberately decide to walk in love, even the good you are doing will bring offense and pain into your life. And it will be the good you did. You understand? You can bring people to your house for 6 months after they'll go out and be saying evil things about you. Forgetting that it's still on your bed they slept to. They won't remember that. Then they'll say, what's even the big deal, self? God would have used another person. Huh? Abraham was blessed in all his ways because he was not vindictive. If he remembered what Lot did, he would not pray for him. He swear. Are you here this morning? So please, as you go into the week, be careful how you touch people. When I say touch, not physical touch, the way you handle people. That enemy today can be your savior tomorrow. Do you understand? Somebody said to me 2 weeks ago, said, do you know that everything, I noticed that all my scores, she was getting something close to those scores. So I was now wondering. She now said, Binga, make I tell you something. I say, what? Because they're always reading in school. Me, I just show up like to write the little I know and go. They will now say, Binga, do not. Anytime we, that's 20 minutes before I enter, anything you say is what I used to write. I say, Loto. Say, true. Say, yes. Say, just that I cannot tell you. So I noticed when I had 70, she has 64. When I had 71, she has 70. I say, you are following well. Who is going to ask how you got your 70? 70 and 89, is it not the same thing? Well, you are following well. Do you understand? Be careful how you touch people. A lot of us are experiencing closed heavens. It's not because God willed it. It's because we closed it. By the way we handled, thought evil about people and were still smiling with them. You are not happy with somebody. And you are still and you still speak in tongues. And even the Holy Spirit is shocked that you can actually still speak in tongues. So when you become well-stricken in age, you should be able to look back and see that the only reason why you prospered is because you followed a particular line. Please, when you are dealing with someone older than you, call. My mentor, I don't call him without sending him a message. Sir, can I call you now? We slept on the same bed, but those days are past. He is the Dean of Engineering now, Covenant University. You saw him the other day he came. I said, he lay down on me and prayed. This is what the Lord said to me about your future. In that room that day, in his room, we only had a table and a chair and a small bed. But I didn't despise that anointing. But today, if I relate with him the way I used to relate then, that door will close. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. That door will close. Be careful how you handle people. People who run into a problem and say, Pastor, pray, they want to sack me. What did you do? You want to be blessed? You want to be blessed? Go and learn how to undo people. Go and learn how to relate with difficult people. There are people that cannot stand one year of pain with one man. Where they will be frustrating you in the office. You cannot stand it. But you want to prosper. You don't know that the money is in the mouth of the lion. The money is with difficult people. The clients that will give you the money, they are the difficult clients. I don't know what's wrong with that customer. It's always insulting me, using the F word. Okay, stay there. That's a good customer. Madam, why is my name? I don't know. I told you. I'm sorry. When I was in the bank, some of those small girls, 1995, 96, 97, they'll come and say, I told you people to do a transfer for me. I say, we are sorry. We are sorry, man. Meanwhile, as I'm talking to her, God is talking to me about her, that this one needs deliverance from the spirit of Asimodi. But it's not the issue why we are here. You don't know spirit of Asimode. Me, I know it. That's for another deal. I'm not joking. I didn't make up that name. It's the name of a real demon. I'm not joking. But don't worry. Another day, just remind me. What you don't know is that as at 1990, up to 1993, 94, it was popularly believed that ladies who wear, what's this ankle thing you people wear? Leg chain. They are all possessed. It was a doctrine preached in church. But it's fancy now. We don't even know who is possessed and who is not possessed. So as you go into the week, make up your mind to cooperate with the open heavens. Why am I saying that? Because I have gotten an extension of 7 days. I'm telling you. And what I'm trying to, like Oliver Twist, I'm going to ask for more. So, but I've gotten 7. So, that 19 days was supposed to expire. So, we've added 7. So, please, this is not the time for you to be playing around. Do you understand? The reason why I develop myself and I keep beyond myself, because I don't, if I tell you I don't take rubbish, I want you to believe I'm not joking. I lived with somebody for 6 months or thereabout, and the person victimized me. This person is a fellow minister. Victimized me, talked down on me, was angry at me, made me depressed. The day I told him I rented my house, see the way he rejoiced. He suddenly started smiling. What was my offense? I told him I will only stay with him for 2 weeks. Thinking that by then, the other person we had an arrangement with, it would have sorted out. That one did not sort out. Then he started frowning. I know when somebody is behaving because you have overstayed your, you will know. And the thing became very, very, very bad. And I'm not joking. Fast forward to the future. The lady wanted to get married to, coincidentally happened to be a spiritual daughter. And she came to me and said, "Pastor, this person wants to marry me." If I had said no that day, she would not pray. She would just tell him no. So I had the opportunity to revenge. You understand? To do my own back. Because the pain was that the day I told her I got a house, the way you were happy, hey, let's go and see the place. You want to escort me? I had a job that time. I was earning 197,000, and yet somebody treated me like that. So imagine you that don't have job. You now see that it's not because you don't have job that they are treating you. Some people are just bitter. It has nothing to do with money. But that day, it was also a test for me. And I said, no, he's a wonderful person. Go ahead. Today, they are married. They are happy. And the relationship has progressed. He doesn't even remember. I remember, but I'm no more controlled by that experience. That experience made me tough. So please, as we are speaking in tongues and jumping up and down, let's remember this one. Every time God wants to do something for you, he will attach that thing to people. If you cannot pass the test of people, that door will not open. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you will bring into the lives of your children the gift of men, the gift of women, in the name of Jesus.